Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth, and we are going in depth with trainers Courtney Janish and Lisa Cruz from Anytime Fitness, located in the Westview Center, and we could not be more excited to chat it up with them today. How goes it, friends?
It's going, Mo. How's it going with you?
It's going, going. It's been kind of a long winter, right?
Very much.
Need the snow to go away.
Well, I agree with you, but the beauty of your wonderful facility is people can get inside and work out any time. Are you finding that that's what people are doing? Because typically some people might turn this time of year to being outside more, but you really, you can't trust the sidewalks right now.
No, and I feel a lot of times around this time of year, it's getting warmer at times. It's spring break, people are thinking about summer. And when they think about summer, they want to think about, oh, I got to maybe, you know, tone this body up a little bit before I can start wearing those tank tops and shorts again. So we tend to see a little more traffic at the gym in March and April usually.
People are looking ahead.
They're looking ahead. They're like, that's coming.
Do you do that, or is that something that you just are cognizant of year-round?
I mean, we try and, you know, encourage people to kind of get into their routines again or stay in their routines, but I think it's just something that we typically notice. March is one of the busier months in the wintertime because you're really kind of past holidays and kind of settling in, and people are getting ready to and getting antsy to get outside.
Oh, I know it. Well, I know certainly I'm anxious to get outside, but we have a ways to go before we can probably fully exercise outside. So what's going on inside your four walls?
Yeah, well, we started a little challenge at the gym this week to try and encourage, you know, more movement. We're always trying to encourage movement and working out. And we utilize heart rate monitors with most of our clients and a lot of our gym members as well. And so we did a little March NEP challenge with our heart rate monitors.
What does that look like?
We've got a nice little tournament bracket style posted at the gym so we can kind of encourage people to move a little bit more on a week-to-week basis for the next month or so.
So it's not just counting steps or whatever. What is this heart monitor doing that you're able to chart it?
Oh, so it keeps track of your heart rate while you're working out, and it gives you points based on, you know, kind of how hard you're working and the percent of your max heart rate. So there's different 10% increments based on, you know, how hard you're working, and you get points for every minute you spend in those heart rate zones. And then we're just, you know, whoever gets the most overall points this week kind of moves on in their bracket to the next week. So kind of a fun little challenge, not super crazy, but
it sounds
we're definitely
fun.
Noticing getting some people moving a little bit more than they normally do.
Oh, I love it.
I would have to agree. It's kind of interesting to watch some of these people just really get into it the first week. So my hope is that as they're working harder and they're, you know, trying to keep up this pace, I hope they're able to continue with that pace after the challenge is over. That's kind of what we're hoping that we see with most of these clients, because they're certainly having a lot of fun trying to keep up with one another. So like Courtney says, just keeping people moving.
So moving, of course, but you want them to move at a certain caliber or a certain intensity?
Yeah, I mean, that's the heart rate monitors kind of determine that, I guess, is telling us how hard you're working actually, so we can see what your heart, what percent of your max heart rate you're at during your workouts. So we like using those with our clients because then we can see where people are at during their workout.
Courtney, the more that you do work out, then is it harder then to get that heart rate up?
Sometimes, not always though. It kind of depends. It varies person to person. That's what's kind of nice about them, is because it really takes in, you know, all of your specific details to kind of determine some of that. But I mean, if you are maybe in a little bit better shape, or you just naturally have a lower resting heart rate, you do have to push a little bit harder to, you know, get that heart rate up a little bit more to get a more effective workout when it comes to, you know, the heart rate piece. It is a little harder for some people than it is others. So that is something that makes a difference.
You know, I would assume that this is just one of many of the fun group competitive things that you do. And that's a big piece of your facility, isn't it, is to keep exercise and getting into shape fun. But you also think that it really does help if you can do it with a buddy or with somebody at your facility.
Right. Kind of think of it as like we're like a really big support system. So having a good support system in all aspects is important because it's good for your fitness and wellness journey. And it's nice to have somebody, you know, like a buddy with you. But it's also nice to have kind of like a little community along with you, because the more they get moving and get excited, they're going to get you excited and moving just as much. And that's kind of what we're looking for. And we're kind of noticing that we're getting our own little community here and doing more things together, which makes people's journeys and goals easier for them to attain.
And you do a great job, I know, as coaches of not only really empowering people and encouraging people in person, but talk about the online stuff that you do.
Yeah, so I mean, we do have a newer app that has been released lately. And with the app, people have, you know, access to other workouts as well as other advice if they have, you know, have questions and they don't have time to talk to us or don't want to talk to us. So we definitely, you know, have some online tools and resources that are helpful when it comes to just, you know, keeping you accountable, keeping you on track. The new app is pretty cool because you don't have to be a member to have it. So anybody can download it and they can shoot you out some workouts for you to do at home too. So just something different to kind of help keep you on track.
So let's say there's somebody listening that perhaps would in fact like to take advantage of all the things that you have going on at Anytime Fitness. Walk us through what a new member would experience.
So when people come in, they, you know, they get to tour with Kate. Kate kind of shows them around, just kind of make sure it's even a good fit for you here, because we don't like to, you know, sign you up if you don't feel comfortable being here. And then after you get all signed up because you love it and it's awesome and it's exactly what you were looking for, then you get a fitness consult with myself, and we sit down and kind of go over, you know, some of these things that we were talking about, like your goals, how to create the routine, stay on track, track your progress. We do an Evil body scan so we can kind of see, you know, your starting point essentially, right, where you're at with your muscle mass and your fat mass, and how we can kind of figure out some realistic goals from there. And then we go through a movement screen and a little workout and kind of go through that AF app and kind of show you everything, and then talk about different coaching options. And we have, you know, a variety of coaching options. We've got one-on-one coaching where you work out with just the trainer and yourself. We have some semi-private training sessions, which is kind of like a smaller group of 2 to 4 people. And then we have some larger group training sessions as well that are anywhere from, you know, 4 to 8 people. So there's really kind of a little bit of everything based on where you're at, what you want, what kind of coaching you'd like, all those things.
And what I really like is you help people flesh out even the basics, like what time of day would you work out, or where do you see exercise fitting into your day? Those are things I think that we kind of take for granted. But you said in one of our interviews, and it really kind of hit home with me, that you have to be realistic about your goals and how it really does fit into your lifestyle.
Right. Sometimes people's goals, they come in and they want to work out 5 days a week and they haven't worked out for years or maybe months, something like that. And you need to have more realistic goals, like maybe try 2 to 3 days a week and just kind of start off slow. And I think we've always talked about that. You want to start slow and not hit it too hard, because sometimes what happens is people get overwhelmed in the beginning and they just sort of start giving up. And we don't want people to feel like that's what you have to do the minute you sign up for a gym. You need to work at your own pace. You need to find the exercise that you like. You need to keep it interesting. And that's why we have so many different options that we can help people with. And again, we have a good support system. So sometimes people just make new friends and they find a new workout buddy at the same time.
Do you, Courtney and Lisa, do you have different things that you enjoy exercising or exercise-wise? Everybody is different, right?
Right, right. Yep. I mean, I think we have a lot of
similarities in what we like when it comes to workouts. We do a lot of workouts together, but we do have other things that we dislike. Lisa really likes the bike. I really hate the bike. But every now and then I do the bike just because it's something different, right?
And Courtney really likes heavy deadlifts, which I do not. So we kind of work together. She kind of pushes me a little bit more when it comes to the lower body, which is, you know, something that I appreciate because I don't like to do those very much. So she encourages me, and it really does help. It even for trainers, it helps to have other trainers' ideas and thoughts. And so, yeah, she doesn't like the bike so much, but I certainly do.
Well, I think that is really good, though, for people to hear that even at your stage, you know, as trainers, that you go through a lot of the same things that perhaps some of your clients do.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, we have, you know, plenty of things that we maybe don't like to do, but have to push ourselves to try and do them too. I mean, it helps that, like we talked about before, the support system. Me and Lisa and Kate kind of support each other and push each other to work out when maybe we don't want to work out, or Fridays we sometimes work out the three of us together just to kind of have some fun with it and do the same workout. But it just kind of, you know, it just is all bouncing off of each other, basically figuring out different ways to stay motivated and stay on track.
And that really is what you can do at Anytime Fitness, isn't it, is to work with you to get a routine that is going to be personalized for you, things that you like, but things that you're going to benefit from.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, even the stuff we don't like, we still should do every once in a while when it comes to the workouts, because usually there's a purpose for it, or it's good. It's just maybe not our favorite thing.
And sometimes it's interesting. It's like, maybe you don't want to get started, and that's the hardest part, is just getting started. But I hear almost every single time, and I'm sure Courtney probably does too, once they're done with that workout or signing up or whatever, they're like, oh, I'm just so glad that I did that. I feel so much better now. Mm. I didn't want to come in today, but I did, and I feel so much better about it. And that's what I'm trying to let people, or try to encourage people on and have them realize that. Yeah. Sometimes you don't want to, but when you're done, you feel like $1 million. So,
yeah, I don't know if I've had any member or client yet say, oh, man, I'm really bummed I came to the gym to work out today. So maybe they'll feel super motivated and ready to go when they get here, but when they're done, they usually, exactly what Lisa said, they say, oh, I feel so much better that I came and did it. I feel better now that I'm done.
Well, is that because you are releasing endorphins?
Yeah, I mean, some of it's that just achievement, right? You still accomplish something. There's all sorts of, you know,
somebody else,
internal things or external.
Some people are pushing you, your trainer's pushing you, telling you you're doing a good job. Maybe you didn't hear that all day.
Yeah, maybe you just had a crappy day and you needed somebody to tell you that you are worth it and you did a good job and you did something good.
Oh, I love that. Would you say that to me ever?
Sure.
Yeah. Come on in, Mo.
Courtney. That was for sure for Courtney. Because she, I think, you know what? I know that you lift people up, and I think that is just fabulous. You are there as trainers. What hours, please?
Me and Lisa both kind of have a split shift. Lisa's here as early as 5:30 in the morning, Monday through Friday. Monday through Thursday, we both leave for a little bit and the lunch hour and come back for the evening for a little while, and then Fridays we're here in the morning. So our schedules are pretty flexible, which is nice. We can kind of maneuver them how we need to, so we don't have super set hours. But Kate has set hours with the office, so if somebody wants to come by and check us out, they can come between 10:30 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. Monday through Thursday, or Friday 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
So as we are looking forward to the spring, what are some other things that you would like to encourage people to do to spring into fitness?
Yeah, setting some realistic goals, right? Don't maybe come in here and say you want to lose 50 pounds in 2 months. That might be not as realistic, but maybe setting some realistic goals of maybe losing, you know, 5 to 10 pounds by summer, so you feel a little bit better, more comfortable, more confident, getting in a routine. Trying to figure out what that's going to be. You know, you still have a few months of the kids being in school, so setting that routine for the next few months and then obviously readdressing that when the kids are out of school and changing up that routine again if you need to. And then just kind of, you know, being present, right? Focusing on the now and not necessarily 6 months down the road. Mm-hmm. A lot of times people get hung up because we want that immediate gratification. We want that summer body now, not in maybe 4, 5, or 6 months.
Yeah, and then they push themselves into like a burnout, and you don't want to do that. You have to walk before you run, right? So encouraging, again, that slow start and making, you know, just reevaluating your fitness level before you get going.
Making healthy habits.
Yep.
Healthy eating is another piece that you help your clients with.
Yeah, yep. We do our best with trying to kind of see where you're at with nutrition and kind of steer you in some positive directions. But we also have another company that we refer people out to if they're looking for more nutrition coaching.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you want to tell our listeners?
Well, we also want to let people know that in May, every May, we do an outdoor workout down at Stacy Park. And that's for the community. It's free. We encourage everybody to come, and it's Saturday mornings, and it's typically at 9 o'clock. Come down. You do a little bit of a warm-up, a fun workout. We do a little bit of stretching at the end. We get the big picture, and we just have a lot of fun. We make new friends. It's just a lot of fun, and it's challenging your body differently. So we're outside using, you know, the outdoor things. We don't bring a lot of equipment with us, so you're using your own body. So that's something kind of fun that they can check out.
Yep.
But do you think it'll happen this May with all the snow?
We really hope so.
They're shoveling down there. So, yeah, we're getting ready.
By mid-April, there's a lot of snow, mainly so to see that at J.C. Park shoveling and open grass area.
Yeah.
Well, we really appreciate your time. Anytime Fitness, of course, is located in the Westview Center. They would love to have you pop in and check out their facility. Ladies, what's a good phone number to call you at, please?
Our number here at the gym is 651-438-8818. Or you can find us online. Just doing a quick Google search, and you can even make an appointment online to come in and take a tour.
Love that. Courtney Janish, Lisa Cruz, they are trainers with Anytime Fitness, and they are so excited to meet you. So give them a call or stop in at Anytime Fitness in the Westview Center. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings. Go! Everybody!